Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Cliff Inico is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff is an attorney. He specializes in legal and tax issues for small businesses, but don't let that throw you, because he's a pretty good marketplace mind, too. And he wrote a book called The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, and he's here to talk to us about some things you and I can focus on in 2009. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Happy Epiphany, Jim. I don't know if you know this, but today is the day of the Epiphany.
Is it? Well, tell us about that.
Well, you know, you know what an Epiphany is. It's a vision.
Of course.
You know,
yeah.
A vision, of course. And
I have many of those.
Well, yes, and some of those are not induced by
sometimes substances. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes the Epiphany is, you know, I'm hungry. I better go to work. That's an epiphany.
There are big epiphanies, and then there are little epiphanies.
I need shelter. I better get to work here.
It's exactly right. But I'll tell you, it's a good day to meditate on what's going on in the world right now, how it's going to affect small businesses of any kind and stripe. Let's face it, Jim, 2008 was a very sobering year for a lot of
people. It was the year,
the
Chinese called it the year of the rat. Mm-hmm. I called it the year of the whiplash.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The party, what's that old Frank Sinatra song, "The Party's Over, It's Time
right.
to Call It a Day"?
Right.
You know, we've been having a lot of fun these last 2 years, the last 20, 30 years, and we've had a wonderful run at it, but I think it's time to wake up and realize we're living in a very different world than we've been living in the last couple of decades.
And you know, and even though 2008 is over, mm-hmm. 2009 is the year we begin to pay for all that. What do you think?
Payne, I think you're absolutely right. This is going to be a very sobering experience, and especially for those of us in the baby boom generation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot of trouble dealing with this. Because we have never, if you think about it, Jim, in our entire lives, you know, those of us who were born in the 50s and 60s, maybe late 40s, we have never really known hard times in this country. You know, really hard times.
Not too many people in the marketplace.
Not too many
have
people
known hard, have known true hard times like the Depression. But I'm going to take one little tiny issue with you. I agree with
you.
I agree with you, Cliff. We've all had a pretty charmed life over the last several years, 60 or so years. But you know, this is my fifth or sixth recession to go through.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I remember the 70s. I remember the early 80s, and those were. I remember stagflation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my best shot, Cliff. That's all I got.
No. There's no question. There have been recessions, but have you ever worried, even during the depths of
the
70s, did you ever worry about where your next meal was going to come from?
Let me tell you something.
That's what I
mean.
At
this moment in my career, I've never seen so much fear in the marketplace.
Yeah. Fear driven by uncertainty because we don't know how bad this is going to be.
We don't know how many other shoes are going to drop.
They're going to drop. That's exactly right. You know, we can't look at this and say, okay, we've hit bottom. We know all the ugliness now. Now, where do we go from here?
We think that's where we are, but we don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. And maybe we are at the bottom, but it could be that there may be other. You know, back in the Great Depression, it took 2.5 years for the stock market to reach its ultimate bottom. You know, people think, well, the crash of 29, the crash of 29, you know, wiped out a lot of people, but the bond market didn't hit bottom
going.
In July of 1932, which was 2.5 years later. So, you know, I mean, I'm not saying...
But Cliff, how much of this is evidence on the ground in front of us, and how much of it is hysteria between our ears?
Well, your answer is a lot of it is between our ears, and a lot of it is what these screaming idiots on television tell us, too. I want to strangle some of these people. But
breaking news, we'll all be doomed.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not a doom and gloom guy, Jim. You know me well enough to know that I've never been that way. I always tell people that when things like this happen, it creates a lot of opportunities if you're willing to shake the cobwebs out of your head and see them for what they really are. My two watchwords for this year, we're going to talk a little bit today about New Year's resolutions, I think, and we're a few days into the new year, but I don't think it's too late to talk about these things. But I think the two words that people should write down on a Post-it note and put it on their PCs where they can see it every day are humility and discipline. Those are the two words that I think are going to get a lot of people through whatever happens the next couple of years, whatever happens. It's going to be necessary. This is not a time for arrogance. This is not a time to pretend that you're something you're not or to delude yourself.
Maybe deflate your pride just a little bit.
Yeah, I think
because you're
going to
have
exactly
we're going to most of us in small business, most of us on Main Street are going to have to let our pride take a little bit of a hit. We may have to do without some things that we haven't wanted to do without. We may have to change the way we do things in a way that hurts our pride a little bit. We may have to do some of that. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, and it may affect, you know who we think we are and whatnot. You know, I tell people, I see a lot of people in my neighborhood. I live in Southern Connecticut, and people here, you know, they always try to send their kids to Harvard or Dartmouth or schools like that. And I got to say that a lot of the most sharpest attorneys, most bright attorneys I've ever met in my life, most successful attorneys I ever worked with in my life, went to, you know, Podunk U.
City school, you know? City college or something, yeah.
Or something like that. So, you know, the fact that you don't go to Harvard or Dartmouth does not mean you're going to be a failure in life. You know, if a kid has the fire in the belly, he'll make it even if he goes to Podunk U.
You know, there's one other thing that I've noticed over in my life of going through these kinds of things, and admittedly, nothing close to what my parents went through. Our parents went through in the Depression, not even close to that. But one of the things I've noticed about myself, Cliff, is that when I've been the most challenged, has been the times when I look back now, have been the times when I was the most creative. That my creative juices were more productive when I was challenged, when I was a little fearful, than when I was fat, dumb, and happy.
That's right, because fear is a horrible thing to experience. It's a great motivator. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Fear
is
not always a bad thing, is it?
It actually, I always tell people in my seminars, fear is sometimes your best friend when you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Because what it does is it keeps you focused. It keeps you from fouling up. It keeps your, you know, when you're nervous about something, your five senses are on fire. Mm-hmm. You are paying attention to things that you never see in your ordinary day. Where do most accidents occur? When do most brain dead, you know, stupid accidents happen?
Probably right after lunch.
but where do they happen?
Oh, near your home.
In your home, or if you're driving in your car within a 5-mile radius of your home, these are why does that happen? Because you're in your comfort zone.
You're on autopilot.
With the road. You're on automatic pilot. You're on your cell phone. You don't see that soccer ball bouncing up between the two cars. That's how accidents happen. And
you know another thing, Cliff, that happens when you're not fearful, when you're not don't have any kind of an edge on you, you start thinking that all these great things that are happening is because you're so smart. You're having this party, this celebration.
Well, that's it.
For why you're so smart.
That's right.
And there's not a whole lot of neurons connecting with neurons in your brain when you're celebrating, you know. Hold on to that thought. Cliff Inico is our guest, folks. Hold on, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Cliff Inico. More of his wisdom after these messages, 20 after the hour. His book is eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. Little Dire Straits bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Well, just go there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. From there, you can link to my blog, jimsblog.biz. From there, you can link to my knowledge base, askjim.biz. From there, you can find the thousands of archives and articles and Brain Trust members arranged in categories, as well as all the work that we've done recently that you can go back and find there and use to your little heart's content. It's all free. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. And, oh, by the way, they're encouraging me to tell you, my people are encouraging me to tell you, and I'm trying hard, I'm working on this, that you can follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/JimBlasingame. Cliff Inico is our guest, folks, our good friend, the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. And, Cliff, you got another book, too, don't you?
Yep, just came out with the eBay Business Answer Book, the 350 most commonly asked questions about doing business on eBay and my crazy and misguided answers to all of them.
All right, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of fun, too. Give us the website there, Cliff.
New website, by the way, just launched it on December 1st, succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
All right, succeeding in your business, that's what we can find all about. It's wall-to-wall Cliff, right?
Everything that I write, I got some wonderful free stuff, too, up there that people can download, including some stuff that we've done on prior shows.
All right, sounds good.
So, absolutely.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Absolutely.
All right, so check that out. Cliff, one of the things, answer this question about my what I'm calling the small business attitude for 2009. Tell me if you think I'm being too dour, if I'm setting the bar too low or whatever. Answer
dour.
This.
God, the last person I would expect.
Answer this question.
I mean, this.
Let me ask you the question. The small business attitude for 2009, I think, should be, I'm going to win by surviving.
Yeah.
Is that too stern?
I'm going to win by surviving, and I'm going to be humble about it. I'm not going to, I'm not going to blow myself up. That's what we were talking about just before
the
break.
Right.
Humility is a key, best, and the key is discipline. My second watch, what I said, mm-hmm. There were two words.
I like what you said. Humility and discipline.
Humility and discipline is the second word. This is what the economy, what we all as Americans have lacked in the past 20-some-odd years or so, and maybe even longer than this. Discipline is a major problem for Americans today, personal discipline. You see it. It explains everything. It explains mm-hmm. the government's issues. It explains, what happened on Wall Street. Everything resulted from a lack of discipline, and in many cases, personal discipline. The average household has over $16,000 of credit card debt right now. How did that happen? Lack of discipline. Mm-hmm. It's freedom.
And now it's worse than that, because now that we've gotten ourselves into this problem, we're looking around for somebody to help us rather than take our own medicine.
Exactly. The idea of personal responsibility has disappeared. Yeah. And I have to say, that also goes back to the whole baby boom generation of the 60s. You remember mm-hmm. that song, the grassroots, la, 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 live for today,
live
no
for
worries
today, yeah.
about tomorrow, hey. Our generation internalized all of that. The idea, live for today. You may get blown up tomorrow, so hey, have your party now. Don't worry about the credit card debt. Don't worry about
it. So what do we do about all this, Cliff? We know we're a flawed bunch of individuals. So what do we do about this? We still got a marketplace to run.
It's a very good question. The old solution used to be the old time religion. The old time, Calvinist or Catholic morality, mm-hmm. whatever that is, whatever your religion is. But we do not have a religious temperament anymore in this, at least generally in society these days. Though some sectors of society definitely do.
Well,
that attitude came
with penance. You paid penance for what you did. These days we don't do much penance, do we?
No, and the whole concept of sin has gone out. Just because you can do something without going to jail doesn't mean you should do it. It's that whole sense of, I shouldn't have, three bottles of wine with dinner, but I can. No one's going to put me in jail as long as I don't get behind the wheel of a car afterwards.
Right.
Nothing bad's going to happen. It's just only me who suffers. That mentality has to go away. The idea is you owe a duty to yourself and to other people, and to your customers, to your investors, whoever's behind you, not to be undisciplined, not to let them know mm-hmm. that they will get whatever they expect out of you. That's a very, very important thing.
Can we convey if that's a decision that we've taken, we've made, mm-hmm. how do we convey that to our prospects to let them know that we're a serious person that they can do business with?
The answer is behavior. Words don't do it. It's got to be action. People need to see it. I can talk for 10 minutes about what a great small business attorney I am, but that doesn't mean anything. If you haven't had that kind of an experience with me, you're going to think that I'm anything but that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's got to be through actions, your everyday behavior. Everything about you has to say, I mean business, I'm tough, I'm disciplined, I'm not going to let anybody pull anything over on me, but I've also got integrity, and I will do whatever it takes to give you what it is you want. If I say the product is going to be launched in 6 months, it will be launched 6 months to the day and not a day later.
Confucius once said, and I'm part of the first part of this. I'm going to mangle a little bit, but basically he said the key to success is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what you're talking about.
That's integrity, and that's the mm-hmm. classic definition. It's amazing how many things that mm-hmm. are 5,000 years old are still good wisdom today.
Right.
No, that's it. It's like also in the Bible, Ecclesiastes, of the making of books, there is no end. He wrote that in 600 B.C.
I know.
it's still going on. But seriously, this is the attitude. I think it has to be that way. And it's not a very hard thing to do, but you got to get over the idea that just because you can do something, you can do it. Just because you can lease a brand new Mercedes for $500 a month doesn't mean that that's the car you should drive.
Humility and discipline.
Humility and discipline are
that's the thing that you don't find a lot of around on a talk show is humility. There's not much of that going on around here.
Well,
I think you're exactly right, though, Cliff. I got to wrap it up. Humility and discipline, Mr. Humility and Discipline, Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.